Once there was a rabbi who asked his disciples the following question: How do you know when the darkness has been overcome and the dawn has arrived? One of the disciples answered, When you look into the distance and tell the difference between a cow and a deer, then you know that dawn has arrived. Close, the rabbi responded, but not quite. Another disciple ventured a response. When you look into the distance and distinguish a peach blossom from an apple blossom, then you know that the darkness has been overcome. Not bad, the rabbi said, not bad. But the correct answer is slightly different. When you can look on the face of any man or any woman and know immediately that this is God's child and your brother or sister, then you know that the darkness has been overcome, that the day star has appeared. This Christmas morning, when we celebrate the victory of light over darkness, the Gospel of John introduces us to Jesus Christ as the true light, who came from heaven into our world of darkness to give us clear vision. Now, usually when we think of Christmas and the scriptures about Christmas, we usually go to the Gospel of Luke, who focuses on Mary, the visitation, and the birth in Bethlehem. Christmas Eve, the church gives us the Gospel of Matthew, which focuses on Joseph being a righteous man and who had a dream and was told to marry her, Mary, his wife, and to take care of the child. Matthew also gives us the story of the flight into Egypt and the visitation from the Magi. But today, Christmas Day, Christmas itself, the 25th of December, we hear this kind of challenging gospel from John. He does not include a genealogy of Jesus' ancestry, which Luke takes us all the way back to Adam and Eve, and Matthew takes us to Abraham. But John takes us beyond history and into the realms of mystery. He is more concerned with the why and who of Christmas than with the where of when it happened for the first time. So he travels to eternity to reveal the person of Jesus Christ. And this is a great passage because it gives us a theology of Christmas. And he says that the Word of God, or Logos in Greek, is God's very self-expression, present at creation, and in and through him all things were made. It's a beautiful story worth reflecting on in a deeper way, this very nature of God. And while John stresses more the divinity of Christ than the synoptic gospels, who focus on his humanity, John certainly gives us the truth that Jesus is true God, true man, the light of the world, the Word made flesh. And it is a great truth that very often we, in our limitations, can only understand on small stages. And that's why we mainly begin with the nativity stories, the babe in the manger that we depict with the nativity scene started by St. Francis of Assisi. But this great universal truth is that God became one of us, and so we can become more like God. God finds the lowest places on earth, a place, a trough where animals eat hay, and we would never think to find God there. And so it is for us an invitation once again to open our eyes with the light of God to see things as he sees things, with a cosmic nature beyond time and space, and to realize, as tough as it may seem in our world situation, God is Emmanuel. He is with us, accompanying us along every step and day of our journeys. And so we too can go forward in hope, renewed in that invitation that God always gives to those who encounter him, not to be afraid, because he is the light of the human race and is with us at all times and in all places. May God's Christmas blessings of light shine upon all of us here present and those who are watching online.